Me, Legacy is fantastic. The breakdown is that the younger generations see Legacy as archaic. They don't have the knowledge, they don't have the documentation. So it's kind of like, well, why should I learn that when this new language can do this? So for me, it's the opposite. This new language makes no sense. I can code Python, but there's so many eagles in it that frustrate me. Again, this is not to diss programming languages. Each one has their own strong point. Everyone has their favorite, everyone has not. But what I'm trying to do is bridge the gap so all programming languages can come together as one unified interface. Because why not? Why should it only be code it in this or code it in that? Sure, there's reasons to it, security, but hey. And finally, TCL everything as a string. It makes so much sense in my mind. It's what I mean by the asterisk is that I'll show you a demonstration. Everything that transverts, every variable, everything else in this system is in base 16. So if I'm operating on the string, I'm actually operating on base 16. You can see examples of this on the wiki. As you can see at the bottom there, that's a UID in hexadecimal. You were to just decrypt it back into base 32, you'd find it's just a normal UUID. So throughout this whole system, everything is in hexadecimal behind the scenes. I can show examples to it. Now, why NaviServer? This is the interesting one. I'm a sysadmin, I'm sysops, I've been to the dark side of the internet, I've been to the night side of the internet, I've seen it all. I've worked with Apache, I've worked with Light HTTP, I've messed about PHP Nuke. I am the script king, this would be the terminology in the kind of ad hoc hacker world. So when I came across NaviServer, it was version 4, I think it was, and it just had a whole list of packages. It had DNS, which is fantastic. I co-locate, I don't use cloud, so hosting my own DNS. The irony is I was trying to update my DNS server, the DNS entry for the site, so you could access it out of bounds, but the DNS port was down. If I hosted NaviServer, I could have done it on the fly and it would have been available. So the list continues. It's got a wide range of extensions that I myself haven't been able to get into just yet. But it will come along. I want to see it as a spaceship in outer space, just kind of honing in. But rather than it being out there space, kind of in isolated virtual machines that for every time a viewer comes along, enters the information system, they get their own UUID, they get their own FreeBSD jail or NetBSD jail, haven't decided, and they get their own virtual machine, which then allows you to kind of isolate, run different environments, Python, Perl, Erlang, Fortran, which I'll give an example for. So yeah, clouds sync, they don't stink, they have their reason, but clouds float and then disappear and then become stupidly expensive. Space floats, so you go out of space, you can't breathe, but hey, at least you can float about, and ships fly, which, yeah. So essentially what I'll give you a lowdown is the architecture of the crystal. This is the crystal forest. This is the imaginary fantasy digital world that I'm currently portraying in the cartoon. So the architecture of the crystal is something that you've got TCL. You've got the prompt sheet and the craft sheet. So the prompt sheet is, again, works in collation with the craft sheet, which I'll show an example, but you like standard templating systems, you have ampersand, word, ampersand, and you just swap the tags together. So that's what it is. You've got the craft sheet and the prompt sheet, and it just basically match words together. And then from that, you then pipe that into TCL, NaviServer, which again, this is its own interpreter, NaviServer behind the scenes, so you can do all the storage, you can do whatever. And so from that, you've got different domains. You've got TCL data, you can have Python data, you can have Perl data. And they all share the same message format, which is base 16. So if you've got JSON, just encode it into base 16 and you've got a base 16 string. Decode it back, you've got your JSON back. Same with TCL structures. Dictionaries, encode it into base 16, you can pass it wherever you want. So you've got interoperability where you can just transfer it between systems. So if you do something on the TCL side, say click a link, you can then pass that to Python and it will understand as long as you've got the conversion kit in between. So input, base 16 payload, output, base 16 payload. So yeah, it comes down to whatever language, whatever interpreter can involve as long as they obey the interface. So that is the basic draft, not draft, but prototype of what I have been developing for the past 4 years. I haven't got a strong presence, I just exist, I complain about bugs, maybe go, I'm doing this, why are you doing it this? I'm like, well, I'm just am. So, let me run through what I've currently created. So, first of all, SVGs, they are gonna be the next big thing. You go to AI, LLMs, what I'd call digital intelligence on my system, is that you can go create me an SVG and it will go and create it. So for example, floating clouds in the sky. There you go, you've got floating clouds in the sky. Again, with this, I've got ability to control it, and this is part of the game. Not game, but information system. So it's an interactive element. So where you got the terminology of ISP, internet service provider, I'm going for an interactive service provider. So provide lots of mini interactive services that anyone can hook into and communicate. So your language can do sockets, great. Throw it in, just like MUDs, like BBSs, IRC, all of that kind of stuff is where I'm going with. So yeah, system online, connection to Twilight Tribe established. And of course, I've still got a list of to do. I mean, 4 years just to get this up and running, it's been heck, but hey, you learn a lot of stuff. So, welcome to the Crystal Forest, Neon Crystal. So, you got the resource panel. This is like an ordinary, say, like C panel, where you've got icons and you can click stuff. So, I'll give you a basic lowdown of the cartoon. You've got characters such as Privateer, who is the evil, whoever that wants to be. You could probably name that to many of the people in the world. I'm not going to do that. You've got Crystal, and she's the warrior of the planet. She's the one that kind of was fighting against the evil. You've got the other characters, which I haven't commissioned art for, which I'd like to put forward, is I do believe there is a purpose for AI for artwork, but I believe there's also a bridge in between where the artist should be able to contribute first towards it. But, and then finally, as you saw, Vesper Terminal, she's the digital Pantheref gene. She's the guardian of the planet, the elite member of the Forgotten Twilight Tribe, which was the planet that originally got destroyed first. So, I jump back. Two resources. So, at the moment, as you know, the landmarks got destroyed. You had the data garden, which was great, and the bubble spa. The bubbles ran out, the spa disintegrated. The data garden is sort of there, I just couldn't get the link to work. So, yeah, so whatever. Let's go to the Black Hole Cafe. Let's get some coffee because I'm goddamn tired. So, again, this is 4 a.m. You've got to picture yourself with your visual, dystopian future, whatnot. So, hey, there's a coffee machine. Ah, it runs Fortran. I wonder what happens. So, clicking that has now executed in the background Fortran. And there you go. So, that is it in its system running. So I've just gone and executed a compiled Fortran program that, yeah, presents information. So that itself is an information system, and I kindly got GPT to translate it into other languages because, as you know, I only speak English. I've been trying to learn the others, but it'll take time. But as you can see, it's kind of like a text-based adventure game back from the days of, yeah, when you already had text. So, okay. Let's return to the cafe. Oh, oops. Sorry guys, your hover cup failed. So it spills all over the floor, and so the dystopian continues. And that is what I have been building. And it's hard to describe what have you been building and why are you doing it this way and this way. But what I have visioned in my mind is that you have your own socket server, you have your own programming language, and you can connect to a hub. You are a spaceship. If you've ever seen Firefly, like that, you have your own ship in outer space that you can then connect to a central hub, and you yourself can have an information system. You can pre-exist and use mine, or you can create your own. And with the ability now to actually vibe code, as it is so called, it encourages people to go, okay, well, let's do it in, I don't know, Erlang or some other obscure language. It's reconnecting those past languages which back then were required sophistication and skills to actually manage, but now it's so simple, it's like Fortran, so I can just easily go and look it up. Oh, what does write do? Okay, that's how you write it. Apparently I should be using write instead of print. I there's a Fortran expert here. I don't know if that's the right way of doing it or not. So, yeah, so this is what I've been working on. It's an adventure game which I know it sometimes isn't to people's taste. My father's instant response is, why would anyone use that? So, yeah, it's a good point. Why would anyone use that? But this is why we program, at least I think so, is because, hey, this is my project. Let's see what happens if I do it the wrong way. I like reinventing the wheel. I don't like the traditional. Anytime someone says, oh, you should do it this way, I'm just going to do the opposite. So that's how this came to be. It's a kind of work, and to me, a work of art, because everything is a hex string, which brings in the terminology instead of GUI, graphical user interface, it's GUI, graphical hex user interface. And so as long as your language can talk hex, well, then mine can too. We can communicate to each other. So using old technologies, I feel that this is the way it should be, because there's always been a stigma of it's X, or you use TCL, or you use Python, or you use C or Java. I'm sick of it. I really am sick of this thing. But yeah, it's an environmental game for environmental people, I guess. So hey, this is it. This is I exist. This is me. And hey, TCL. This is why I use TCL.
And Naviso.
And Naviso. Yes.
So, no,
thank you.
So, I will not call it question. Any inspiration to John?
Yes.
I mean, you mentioned your spot of using NetBSD or FreeBSD, I'm not sure which one. What, and you spawning the instances, or how does this
No. So, essentially, is I am. If I jump out of this, I go to my. If I do this. So, for example, if I just show you, essentially what I'm doing is bootstrapping a bunch of commands. So, if I go to, where is it? The viewer. So, viewer, I've got the boot command. So, essentially, these are the bare minimal list of commands that get piped into an interrupter, whatever. From that, you then have Navi server. Once my mouse decides to work. Yes, so then on top of this, you've got a launch procedure. So this is then compiling all of the resources. Where's my home? Where's my system? XYZ, generate the keys. Somewhat of an API, which I haven't implemented yet. Scan some directories, get the HTML CSS style so we can render it. Showing off here. Shove it into a database, hex dict. All it is NSV dictionary, just encode into base 16. So all of those are base 16 strings. So if you were to look in the actual template, dictionary database structure, that's it. And then finally, you boot it. It's just a simple execute. Where's my TCL path? Where's my renderer? And here's the crystal key, which is the actual database. And then from that, pronounced raw, which is raw, A-W-R, raw code essentially. You then have an external interface where you are then upvarring the, somewhere, you're upvarring the variables to kind of give it its own bootstrap. And then on top of that, you've got its own interface, your own kind of meta programming language within. So these are all separate. I can't execute any Navi server commands from that. But behind the scenes, so if I, for example, take you to the prompt file, so hey, let's take it to this file. At the moment, it is a hybrid of JSON slash everything. I didn't like JSON, so I invented my own. So it's essentially, it's object oriented. So you've got the HTML elements here. Panel, more text, it's defined as text, it's an HTML mark. So you can display HTML elements of it. So that's how the prompt sheet works, which then you then come to a craft sheet, which again is macros. It is essentially, hey, craft HTML, craft start, those are just the HTML commands that are being executed from Navi server to present it on the request given. So that is, for example, the example of the craft sheet, prompt sheet, and a recently integrated caching. This is all read off of text files, so there's no databases behind it. It is just pick up, move to a new host. I reformatted my laptop before I came here, and it was just a matter of copy, paste, run, and there you go. So there's a mixture of HTML and theme, because I just ran out of time and I can, yeah. But that's it. That's my code. That's how it works. And this is how we are today. So my adventure game, really. And yeah.
Any other inspiration? Okay, John Fox. Thank you.
John Fox, David Fox.
Yes. John David Fox. Yeah.
David
Fox.
Lawrence Fox. There,
yeah.
Yeah.
David Fox. So get over
Fortran's obviously infected.
To John the fastest fox. Yeah. Thank you a lot, David.
No problem. Mm-hmm.